The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Pete, I've got a treat for you.
Is that the treat?
I've got some hippie trousers on as well, but...
Oh, okay.
I just thought... Pete's just left. Pete's left the building. Okay, if this show's starting this way, I'm not going to make too many jokes about the fact that I'm still in Bali, because clearly Pete's on the edge. Pete, you want to come back? Do you want to join me? Should I do the show on my own? maybe I'm doing the show on my own, which actually I've done before, because I'm sure Pete didn't turn up another time. Oh, no, he's back. Oh, he's come back. What happened there, Pete?
I pressed the wrong button.
Oh, really? What was the button meant to be that you pressed?
Well, there was like a message on the screen, so I just went fuck off to the message. But actually what I did was just fuck off myself.
Oh, right. That's what it was. Okay.
Listen, I'm not very good with technology. You know this. Anyway, I'm back.
Nothing to do with the fact that me rubbing it in that I'm still in Bali.
So, welcome to the dating show on FUBAR Radio with Bali CC and Essex Pete. So what are we doing this week? We're doing relationship tests.
We have a name for ourselves. I'm sure we made up a name last week, something else. Quite liked it.
PC.
It was something else. It's like really like basic. Coco.
Coco and...
What was yours? Like Frank or something. It was like...
let's make up a new one. Coco and...
It needs to be something really basic.
Coco and Pee-Pee.
You know what? I'm not even going to say it because the conversation...
Was it Pee-Wee?
Let's go with Pee-Wee. But I don't want to insult or offend anyone because it seems that we do that sometimes.
Yeah, but fuck them. So,
Okay.
Fuck them. If you don't like it, fuck off. But please don't, because it's good for us when you...
No, don't. Yeah, stay.
We just like to pretend we, you know, are important.
Exactly. We have a joke with you, listen.
Exactly. So this is the date show on FUBAR Radio, and we are doing relationship tests this week, and we have a fabulous couple, Paige Turley and Finn Tapp.
Are your friends?
Yes. Well, when I say friends, I have met them a number of times on social occasions where I am generally drunk. So I may have offended them at some point. I may not have done. Not entirely sure. Can't be that bad because they are on the show. But we'll find out. So we're also going to do Weird and Wonderful Dating News. And instead of the Love the Way You Lie game, we're doing a Mr. and Mrs. game.
Yeah. I'm excited about this because we don't usually get couples on. Actually, because most of our guests are either single or we end up getting them to... There's a breakup on the show. So I quite like that we've actually finally got people together that I think are actually genuinely in love.
Yeah, well, we'll find out.
Based on social media, because that's always true.
Exactly. But based on social media, we're not bitter about being single.
Yeah, let's have a minute of silence.
And we're also going to do listeners' questions and stories.
Brilliant. Can we start with our favourite part, or second favourite part, because we know what our favourite part is, but we say that to the end.
What do you want? What do you want from me?
I would like to learn, because I'm in learning mode here. I've been here for a month, and I feel like I'm learning something new every single day. But my favourite part of the week is learning something from you.
Well, of course. I mean, I completely understand that. I mean, this week's one is one which you may have heard of. I mean, it is disgusting, but you may have heard of it. All right?
Yeah.
I feel like you may have heard this one.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Close your eyes.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I don't want to close my eyes. I've been closing my eyes all week because I keep meditating. Can I keep my eyes open?
Yes, of course you can. You can do
whatever
you like.
Thank you very much.
I quite like it when you look me in the eye as we're discussing sex.
That's something else I've been doing this week. I'll tell you about it.
Okay. Felching.
Oh, I know what this one is. I wish I didn't. I wish I wasn't so keen to fucking tell you that I know, because it's so gross. In fact, I'll tell you the story why I know. When I started working in...
You a keen felcher?
No, I'm not. Actually, no. Not a bit of me. But I learned this when I started working in Balance at a restaurant in Soho. And I was
lovely, Gaff. Love Balance.
Love it. And it was the first job, you know, working with a big community of homosexuals. I was probably the only straight person there and female. And they decided to tell me on my first day what vouching was. So what my understanding of it is, oh God, I don't even want to say it. It's disgusting.
Would you like me to?
You say it. It's gross.
Okay. Prepare yourself, ladies and gentlemen, and anyone else. Vouching. When you sip your cum out of your partner's anus after having anal sex. Quite often and preferably with a straw.
That, honestly, it makes me gag you even saying it. I'm not usually put off. We all know how foul my mind is, but that is another level.
Let me just say it again.
No, do you know what I think I
when
am?
When you sip your cum out of your partner's anus after having anal sex.
That is...
preferably and often done with a straw.
Do you know why I find it so gross when you say it? It's because I actually really, I really listen to you and I pay attention to you. So when you say things, like, I feel it. So I just tasted that. I felt the whole experience.
So listen, we are 5 minutes into the show and Cece has already tasted felching.
This is where we're going today then.
Oh, we will go to the deepest, darkest parts of everyone's minds. And I fucking love it.
I fucking love it.
I fucking love you.
I fucking love you.
I fucking love you. I have had a coffee and I've had all sorts of coffees today.
What does that mean?
I had a cortado. I also had a cappuccino.
Huh. They're very different. Why?
Because I had a cappuccino because I always have cortados and I normally have a four-shot cortado, which is like four shots in one, which is a lot.
Thanks for explaining.
That's okay. It's just, you know, some people are not coffee-minded. So I thought I'd have a cappuccino because it's a bit lighter and it just didn't hit the spot. I thought I'd try and reduce my caffeine intake because I'm reducing a lot of things as I've given up smoking. I don't know if anyone needs to hear that.
So, no, let's bang a drum. Let's rattle some keys. This is a drum roll. That is for Pete. So, it was really shit, wasn't it?
It looked a little bit like we were at Wife Swap, and that was a little sort of car keys in the bowl.
I don't know what you mean. I haven't seen it.
It's like swingers parties. You know, and that basically the idea is that you put, this is just from what I've heard, I don't know, but the idea is that you put your car keys, everyone puts their car keys in a bowl and then you rummage around, pick out some car keys and whichever couple that is, that's where you go.
Whoa, this is cool. This is very cool. That could have been the sex book this week. I would prefer that, to be fair.
Why, did you not enjoy the sucking someone's cum?
No, I didn't, no. Right, I'm not even going to let you finish saying it.
All right, just with a straw. Anyway, so we had a wonderful date in news. Should we do that?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, all right.
Okay. So, a man surprises his girlfriend with a chicken coop in their garden. If anyone doesn't know what a chicken coop is, it's where it's...
If you don't know what a chicken coop is, then fucking go back to school.
Okay. A woman and her boyfriend have been dating for a year and a half and things are going great. The couple don't live together, but they tend to sleep over a couple of nights a week, usually at her place because he has housemates. They've talked about moving in together in the future, but have made no solid plans. He has his own key for a house and can let himself in whenever he pleases. This has never caused issues in the past. However, one day the woman arrived home from work and saw her boyfriend in the garden waving at her to come outside. She went outside to see what he wanted, figuring maybe he set up a hot tub for them to relax in, but was shocked instead to find that he'd set up a chicken coop instead where there were three hens. He explained that they were former battery hens. Battery hens, if you don't know what battery hens are, they are hens kept in a really horrible cage. So I see where he's going. Maybe he's an animal lover. Former battery hens, and how this was great and that they could now have all the eggs all the time. The woman was perplexed. She had never mentioned wanting chickens before now. Oh, he had never mentioned wanting chickens before now. Without warning, and has set up a massive chicken coop in her garden without so much as consulting her first. Her boyfriend is still at a loss as to what he's done wrong. This is quite fun.
I...
oh, God.
Would love it. I love animals, as you know, so do you. I've been quite happy with that. Obviously, it's not his garden and he's done it without asking her, and that's a bit weird. So actually, he has really done something wrong. But either way, listen, you've got chickens now. How fucking lucky are you? Also, chickens are very good to cuddle. Chickens love a good cuddle, just so you know. If you've never cuddled a chicken, I suggest you try.
I have actually, and I appreciate what you're saying, but listen, if you've never mentioned, like, if she's not like a chicken obsessed lover, like, why would you? If it's like me talking about puppies all the time, and someone got me a bunch of puppies in the garden, I would be so chuffed. But if they got me some chickens that I've never talked or expressed that I like, that's, and it's my fucking garden. Maybe I want to sunbathe in my garden. Maybe I want to grow some flowers.
Well, who says the chickens don't want to sunbathe? Why can you not sunbathe in the garden?
Maybe it's not big enough. She said it's taking up a lot of space.
Yeah, well, it might take up a lot of space, but I'm sure there's enough room for her to sunbathe.
Okay, let's not argue about...
Well, let's not argue, but listen, I just don't understand why you don't want the fucking chickens. All right?
Okay, should we agree to disagree finally? Because we always agree, don't we?
I'm sorry, I know this is relationship tests, this the episode this week, but no. The reason
I don't want to agree to disagree.
No, I don't, because
So you want to agree? So you want me to agree with you?
Yes, exactly, because that's that's how this relationship works.
Okay. Well, I live in Bali now, so I'm very zen, so I'm willing to listen.
Well, that's how this relationship works. When one of us has a point and the other one doesn't really agree, one of us always backs down and agrees because we like to agree because we're so in love. Take the glasses off; you look like a fly.
That was very quick. A fly. Carry on.
But yeah, listen, they're ex-battery battery hens, which means that I'm hoping that he rescued them, which I'm over the moon about. I love the fact that he's got chickens. I do think he shouldn't have done it in her garden. That obviously means that he probably asked his flatmate at his house and he said, no, absolutely fucking not. So he just went and got them and put it in her garden.
Yeah.
And he didn't ask her, which is bad. But I think she should just think, I'm doing a good thing for these ex-battery hens. She should probably cuddle one and then she'll fall in love.
No, I told you, bunch of puppies, fine. But if it's not, then I'm not, come on. And also, not every chicken is the kind of chicken that wants to come over and have a hug. These might be, these chickens have been in batteries.
Exactly.
Yes, they're not used to love.
No, they're not used to love. But much like my dogs, which are both rescues, or some of the dogs that I have rescued from Korea or other places who are not used to love, all it takes is time, patience, love conquers all. And in the end, they become beautiful, wonderful animals with a very calm nature based on the fact that you've shown them love. Sometimes all we need...
Maybe you should go and be friends with Matey Boy from fucking dating.
Sometimes all you need is love.
Okay, can we move on now? Because I want to agree. I don't.
Okay, let's move on because before we argue.
Okay.
Fucking bitch. So you are listening to the dating show on FUBAR Radio, and we are about to enter into a we're not going to enter into a relationship, are we?
We're just
who are in a relationship.
Subject. Is relationship test. So I'm gonna read to you, because we all love a fact. This Please. Isn't a fact. Sometimes people deliberately test their partners while in a relationship to see how they can handle a given situation. For example, giving them the silent treatment if they've made you angry to see how they respond. That is fuck off, like, as in doing the silent treatment.
Wanker.
Okay. Oh, you're telling me you've never done the silent treatment?
No, when people try and test people, this is what I don't get. Sometimes you do things, you just naturally, if you give someone the silent treatment, it's because you don't want to talk to them or whatever else. When people try and test people, I despise that. Yeah. I despise that. Like, oh, let's see what happens if I do. No. I don't like shit like that. But it's the silent treatment, I enjoy it. But that's just because I enjoy the silent treatment.
Okay.
It's not a test for anyone. It's just I enjoy it. We're probably the two worst people to talk about relationship tests based on the fact that we are both incredibly single. You've had a few.
You've had
a good few relationships. I have not.
I have, but it's interesting about the test because I would do that. In my 20s, I was a tester. and I would be trying to get, it was for my own, it was all to do with insecurity. It was nothing to do with being like an arsehole. It's just that I was too insecure. So I would try and test someone to see how much they really loved me.
But why do you, you shouldn't be testing people to see how much they love you.
Oh yeah, no, now I know. But in my 20s, I was
so
just-
So what sort of things did you test?
Oh God, I'd make someone jealous. Like I'd with another guy. And then, you know, if you were in a, like, cause a lot of my boyfriends have been really chilled. I've had the extreme, like over the top ones, but the ones that are chilled in my mind. So I think it's like what you expose yourself to first. My first relationship, I was with someone who was very jealous. So that was all I knew. That's what I thought a relationship looked like. So when I got into a relationship with someone who was very relaxed and calm and they didn't need to, they just weren't that type of person. I didn't get it. And I took that as you don't fancy me. So then I would test that by trying to flirt with somebody else and see how they would respond. Because that's what I thought was love. It's ridiculous.
Do you not think there are enough natural tests within a relationship without having to add more?
Oh, trust me. Yeah, look, now as an adult, and when you're an adult, and I say adult, I was always an adult, but when you're in your 30s, more stuff happens and more adult, mature situations happen, and you're so much more. In your fucking 20s, you're still living at home. It's easy. There's no real problems. But when you hit a certain point where you own a house or you own a car or you do things that require you to be an adult and make decisions, and then someone's involved in that, it's a whole fucking test. Buying a house together, fucking hell, test. Ooh. Living with someone. Test. You don't need to test someone's jealousy. Just fucking move in with them. You'll soon find out.
Yeah, I think even just staying in a happy relationship is hard enough a lot of the time, because it takes a lot of work to make a relationship work. Yes. And people don't really do that. I mean, this is, you know, it's probably ironic me saying this considering I'm the most single guy in the world, but I imagine it takes a lot of work to make a relationship work. And that's why people don't do that anymore, because there's enough tests in life and there's enough things that make a relationship fall apart that people just give up on now. They don't complete tests anymore. They just walk out of them. And that's why your grandparents and your parents and all that sort of shit, they were fucking married for 50, 60 years and doing all that crap. Because listen, they had as many tests as what we probably do now, but they managed to get through them. Whereas people just give up and they fail tests.
Well, yeah. And because I guess it annoyingly goes back to, we all have this luxury of having options now. Because you don't have to send fucking picture mail. You can actually just go on an app and swipe with someone.
What do you think the biggest relationship test is that you can imagine personally?
There's loads, but I think for me, it's quite private, but I think there's loads of tests, you know. 10 years ago, if someone said to me, would you ever be with someone that cheated on you? And I would say, of course, you know, my immediate response is absolutely no. It's still no, but you've got to consider a lot of things. If you've got two people that are sleeping in separate rooms, aren't even communicating, aren't talking, haven't had sex in 6 months, and somebody sleeps with someone else, the label is, my partner cheated on me. But the question is, what's actually happening to you? Why? What is going on? And it's a discussion. So I think that is a test, you know, can you get through that? Our mate, Paul Bronson, who came on the show, I was listening to his podcast again. I just think he's brilliant. He said that people get married too quickly. He said, you shouldn't get married for at least 2 years, because the only way you're going to know if that person is right for you is when you hit the shit. When the shit hits the fan, there's no other, you know, they can buy you all the lovely things and spend all the quality time with you and everything's perfect, going on holidays. But until you do something where you're stressed, they're stressed, seeing someone under stress, like, how does that person look? When you've never seen someone angry, how does that look? That's a test. You know, is it too angry? Everything is a test. When you bring 30 years of experience to a relationship and they bring 30 years of experience to a relationship, and then you're just expected to get on, or 30 years of life, should I say, and then you're just meant to get on. It doesn't quite work in that hunky-dory fairy tale way. That's when the work starts, because it's like, right, what are you bringing, your experiences, and what am I going to bring, and how are we going to make this a we?
Yeah, and I think it's all well and good. Everyone can be a good person for a certain amount of time, and everyone can be a good person when everything's going well. But the person you are when shit hits the fan and the chips are down is the real test of your core and who you actually are inside. So I agree with that completely, what Paul said and what you've just said there. I completely agree with you.
Thank you.
That's okay.
What do you think the biggest test is? Or is that too... Yeah, have you ever been in a way that you're happy to share with all of our followers?
Yeah, I'm happy to share anything because I think tests are... It's not necessarily down to a test that's been in a relationship with me, but what I imagine a test, the biggest test would be... I haven't got a lot of relationship experience, as has been well documented.
just type but, in Pete and the sun.
Yeah, fucking sun. But I think really for me, the biggest test is whether or not there is still passion. So for me, for example... When you first meet someone and everything's great and you, do you know what I mean? That sex is great and everything else is great. And there's that passion. You go out and do stuff and you have fun together and you do stuff together because you want to spend time with that person. And that's your best friend as well as the person that you like sleeping with and whatever else. And you just enjoy being around them. And then the longer it kind of goes on, people lose that. They lose that kind of passion and they lose that kind of excitement just to be around someone and just to sit and do nothing with someone and just, but what they do is they stay together because they love each other. Does that make sense? But the way they love each other is not the way that I think it should be in a relationship. I would want it to be in a relationship. I still want to be in love with someone and I still want to spend all my time. I still want to be excited about spending time with the person that I'm in love with, whether I'm a year in or 30 years in. You know, it's very rare that you see couples that actually really enjoy spending time together anymore, but they kind of stick together because it's like, well, we're here now. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the test, is how do you keep that excitement of that being your person?
I'm totally with you.
Granted, you can't always do all the honeymoon stage stuff, but how many times, I mean, I saw it at the weekend. I was out in a restaurant with some of my friends and there was three or four couples. And when I say they all sat there and didn't speak to each other, and we're talking separate couples, we just sat each other on their phones, both like, what is the point? That is the last place I would ever want to be, is going out for dinner with someone. Because even if you do that when you're at home, but if you've made an effort to go out for dinner and go on a date or do whatever else, how can you not give someone the attention that they deserve?
I agree with you. And I, I'm not one to be on my phone when I'm with a group of people anyway, because that's what I've decided and that's the decision I've made. And that's the kind of, I guess, the setup that I have with my friends and with ex-boyfriends. But when you look at people in their 20s, it's very normal. Like it that's just kind of for them, not for me, not for you, but that is how they know how to be. If you look at couples in their 80s, they're doing the same thing, but it's completely different. You know, I think it's a wonderful thing when you can look at a couple who are however old and they're just happy in silence. They don't need to talk.
No, but it's not
lovely because you can feel a bond between them.
Yeah, it's not happy in silence, though. Like, I just, maybe I'm wrong, but they all look fucking miserable. And I think that's just because people just stick with someone they're with because they've been with them for a certain amount of time and think, right, well, we'll do this now then. But so the test is actually, how do you continually grow a relationship and work on a relationship? That's the test, rather than getting to a point and then going, right, well, this is us then. This is how we'll do it.
Well, that
you continually should grow as a person. So why shouldn't you grow with someone and grow a relationship? Why do people
stagnate? Realistic. It's being realistic about it, not always being that great, because it will run out and not getting.
I think you're missing the point. I'm not saying that it's not going to be like amazing all the time, but people don't make an effort anymore. They don't make an effort at all to work on a relationship. And I think that's the test, is people just sit and stagnate with it. And that's why people cheat and do whatever else, because they stagnate. Anyway, sorry. Let's go on.
Okay.
Bye then.
Should we welcome our guests and let them tell us, because they're in a relationship. Maybe they can give us some insight.
Because I've got no fucking idea what I'm talking about.
We are now going to talk about relationship tests with two lovely Friends of Pete's, well, acquaintances, friends, he's seen them a million times. Paige and Finn, who were in Love Island, they did the season 6. They were actually the winners. I watched this one, so I forgot that they won it. The one that they did out in South Africa. Let's just welcome them and let's get them on and talk. Hello.
Hi.
How are we?
Delightful. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Very well.
Fabulous. So we're doing relationship tests, or we're talking about relationship tests today. Our show is called The Dating Show, and it's generally about miserable single people like me and Ceci. bad dates and all the kind of bad or good bits of dating. Whereas this is the first time we've had a couple on.
Yeah.
Is it?
You're taking our couple virginity. So it's the first time that me and Ceci have entered a couple.
Oh, happy to be the first couple.
No, it's nice because we've always got our own opinions and we're like, yeah, we think that, we think that, and we've literally just had a discussion on it. So it's really nice to actually get a real couples. So how long have you two been together?
It'll be coming up to 2 years.
3 days and 6 months.
No, do you know what it is? Because obviously we got together in the villa, we don't know the date or time in the villa. So we actually don't know what date it was. Oh.
You met on day 5.
I'm facts now.
On day 28 in the villa, Finn asked Paige to be his official girlfriend. So
23 days.
28th day in the villa. So after 23 days, you asked her to be your girlfriend. So if you work out the dates of that, then you'll work out what your actual anniversary is.
Perfect.
Thank you, Pete. That's took me 2 years to try and figure out.
Listen, don't worry about that. I don't mind. I'm just here to help.
But it just meant that I never had to meet a deadline with the anniversary card. But now
I fucked you now, mate.
I know you have. I know.
Actually, it must be... No, when did they film that? That was like a winter one. Was that not around...
Yeah. So it is very soon. It's literally coming up this month. I think it's just before Valentine's Day, it is, because I remember we'd done like a Valentine's Day challenge after we'd... Yeah, so...
Oh, so it might be your anniversary today.
Oh, it might well be.
you're living together now, right?
Yeah. We've been in Manchester for, a year and a half now? God knows how it's been.
That is a test in itself. Obviously, well, actually, living together in the villa, then not, and now officially living together. What's changed since then? Is it completely different? Does it just feel really natural? I mean, I know you're a year and a half in, but was it pressure or?
I think like in the villa, obviously you had none of the real world problems. Like I didn't have to show Paige that I was maybe less messy than I actually am, if that makes sense. I weren't trying to hide that.
Hiding up for you.
All right. So there's a lot more hiding I could have done in the villa. Whereas when we come straight into the flat, it's then like a lot of the real world problems are here. So it's like a lot more real, isn't it?
Real world problems. Fun. Me asking you to tidy shit up is not a real world problem.
No. It is to me though, because I can't hide it that well. Do you know what I mean?
And I probably just don't shave my legs as much now.
Yeah, but Finn shaves his more. But didn't you, when you came out of the villa, did you move in with Paige's family for a little while, Finn?
Yeah. I moved in for the lockdown.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow.
So,
get to know them laws.
I was just about to say, that's a fucking test and a half, because normally I'm obviously eternally single because, I'm just a fucking disaster. But anytime you meet the in-laws and do all that sort of stuff, that's always a test, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? For a relationship, that's a bit of a thing. Like you get a bit nervous. You just fucking move straight in there, pal.
I know. It was literally, what was it? It would have been 3 weeks, eh? The 23rd of March was the lockdown, weren't it? And I was there on the 22nd, so...
So you were a very fresh relationship and you went straight and moved up to Scotland.
Uh-huh.
Right. Where is it? West Lothian.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It took him like 2 days and then he was like in the fridge in his boxers and socks. So my stepdad was like, fucking all right. Yeah, you can see us. So you quickly got comfortable.
Oh, but it was good because it's nice. And almost that like helped us excel because you see like when you meet the family, you want to feel comfortable around them. And it was so easy to be like that. So I think that actually really helped.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So how many times did you met the family before then? Was this quite, did you met one of them or?
Once. Hadn't I?
You can make them in the villa and then one side.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course, in the villa. Was like, oh, God, I can't forget.
Fucking hell. I mean, that is...
I know, it's nuts. And that's where, like,
we've got a set of fucking bollocks on your son. Jesus Christ.
Especially me being English going up to Scotland as well. I weren't really starting on the best foot anyway.
Yeah, fuck me. Wow.
Wow.
So, I mean, listen, so then after lockdown, you moved in together, properly. But really, since the villa, you've kind of been together nonstop.
Yeah.
Glued to each other.
So since you met the first, so almost really since the first day you met, you've pretty much been together every day since for 2 years.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is not a conventional relationship, is it?
Not at all.
It's worked not fucking amazingly for you. But what has been the hardest thing? What would you say the hardest thing for you both, having gone through this kind of weird kind of relationship that isn't like a normal kind of thing, being together that long, what was the hardest thing for you? Or what was the point where you, have you had a point, and listen, you haven't got to say this, but have you had a point where you thought, fuck, I don't know if this is going to work? Or was there a point at the beginning where you were like, fuck, he's annoying me because of this, or she's getting on me tits because I don't know, whatever. Is there a point where you thought, I don't know if this is going to work or not?
Yeah. I think there's definitely been a few points where, because even like in lockdown, like you would never spend that much time even with family.
Yeah,
like, no. Everybody's going to work, so we were very like, well, we have been together constantly, so it's now finding things that like he enjoys doing and I enjoy doing that we can go separately, because even having that conversation, we come in for work, oh, how was your day, we've just never
we don't have that. Because we and I think in a normal conventional relationship, the first typically say like the first 6 months to a year almost, like you're not seeing them every day. You're seeing them maybe once during the week, once at the weekend. You're having date nights pretty much every time you see them. And I think that's one of the hardest parts for us as well, is sort of differentiating the time, the quality time, and the time we're just laying around. Because it's hard, because a lot of people, date night is when they get time to themselves and they go out. Whereas we're like, and especially in the line of work we are, if we wanted to go to a nice restaurant on a Wednesday lunchtime, we would. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's not a 9-to-5 sort of thing. So I think that's the hard part as well, trying to differentiate like the date nights or the quality time and the
So how do you do that then? Do you have like a specific day? Do you say, look, Monday's our night or whatever? Like, how do you do that?
We've never really worked it out yet, have we?
No, we don't.
We're still like finding, we're just still kind of working on that. We said this year we want to go on holidays together, like do fun stuff. Because in lockdown, it was like a lot of Netflix and seeing each other in pajamas and joggers and stuff. So it's kind of like try to bring the fun stuff back into it.
It was a weird year, eh? Because it was like a very serious relationship to have over lockdown, because obviously it's almost like the biggest challenge for everyone these couple of years.
Yeah, I think lockdown was probably a massive challenge for a lot of kind of fresh and newer couples, because a lot of people kind of did the whole, we'll move in together and we'll isolate together and do all that sort of shit. And unfortunately, a lot of them died a fucking death very quickly. do you know what I mean? Because it's a really intense, that's probably one of the biggest tests of any relationship over the last few years, because it's so intense, isn't it? You either make a decision to stay apart and isolate, which is a test as a relationship, or you make a decision to do it together, which is maybe pushing something that you wouldn't normally have done. Do you think if it hadn't been for the pandemic, you would have done it anyway, though?
I think we would have.
Do you think?
I think so, because it was something that we both spoke about in the villa that we wanted to do it. I don't think it would have happened as quickly, mind. But then saying that, we obviously had the living together with your family first, didn't we? So if you would have told me that we left the villa, say, beginning of March and we'd got a flat by June, I probably would have said, yeah, that's about right. But it was that bit of lockdown where we... live together as well. That was
kind of, we had about 3 weeks where we were in hotels and we were either at your family's house or my family's house. And I think that would have probably continued to maybe the summertime. It was
just touring and froing, although it was a little bit difficult because Paige is Scottish and I'm English, eh? So it was like 6 hours between us.
Do you keep saying is that a Scottish thing? I was gonna say, like, this, you two are such a couple. Like, am I missing something?
But
I've picked that up.
Yeah,
it's mad because it's just part of my vocab now. So anyone I meet, like down south or even Manchester for that matter, I'm speaking with a southern accent and I say I, and they're thinking like, What are you going on about? Where's
this guy from? Yeah.
I have to explain. Yeah, no, my missus is Scottish, yeah.
It got drilled into you.
All right, dude.
Your accent is super strong, though, isn't it, Paige?
Hey, thanks.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. Super strong. So was that was probably a relationship test, wasn't it?
Oh my God, yeah.
We still have that test now.
It's a culture shock, isn't it?
Yeah. Fucking trying to, I mean, I'm struggling to understand what you're fucking saying.
Subtitle
yeah,
me.
Fucking culture. Yeah, we're going to have to subtitle. Fuck me.
Actually, the full 6 weeks in the villa, I got subtitled. And I was like, I feel so
did you funny. Actually?
Oh God, that's so funny.
No.
I kept the boy in the job for 6 weeks. And I was like, I'm bloody offended. Like, it's not that hard. But
Paige's actually, like, Paige's accent is one of the easier ones to understand as well.
Oh,
like,
really?
Part of, that's like, so Paige's fun. Family, A, like, your dad was Glasgow. So, like, as soon as they get a drink down them, it's so hard. But now I'm adapted to it, so I can fully understand them without having to sit there and concentrate. But Paige,
I was gonna say, you must have been like turning up and being like so polite. Like, do I say I have no idea what you're saying? Yeah. Like, just sit and smile. Like,
luckily they were like, very much like, if you don't understand us, just say we will not be offended. Just say I don't have a clue what you've just said, eh?
Yeah.
Can we play a game now? Like, I think I want to play a Mr. and Mrs. game, if you're okay with it.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
So, Pete, do you want to start with questions and then I'll start?
Yeah, let's do it that way, babe, shall we?
Okay. We'll
do
it.
Listen, happy work wife, happy work life. See, I'm learning. Actually, no, you might have to start because I can't find it.
Okay, so first...
No, I've got it.
Okay, he's got it.
Okay, so the questions, we're doing like a Mr. and Mrs. type game, yeah?
Yeah.
So we're going to see how well you know each other.
Cool.
All right. So have you got a phone on you, one of you, or a piece of paper? Okay, so these are questions for Finn. So Paige, I want you to write the answer down on your phone.
Okay.
Yeah, and Finn, you think about it. And then when you've written the answer down on your phone, Paige, then...
Right, I'm with you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you can't answer until she's wrote it down.
All right, don't let me see that.
And then she's going to hold, yeah. And then, so we got it? We understand?
Yeah.
Right, Finn, so the first question for you.
Yeah.
What is Paige's worst habit? Don't say it yet, Finn. Paige, you need to write it down.
Don't say the one that
asked. Say the fucking one because so thinking it.
Yeah, come say on. It. Say it.
Paige, come on, babe. Listen.
Wait, what are you thinking
of? The one you literally said in the car earlier. You did not out me like that.
Out her. No, actually, no.
I'm actually struggling to think of what you're...
Oh, brilliant. That's great. You can't remember then.
I've got one in mind that annoys me.
All right, Paige, write yours down.
What
is your worst habit?
I want the first response. I like this one.
Okay.
Paige, you're going to have to say the first one that you thought of because I don't think I've got that one.
Paige, are you ready? You're done?
Ready, yep.
Okay, so after three, Finn, you're going to tell us and Paige, you're going to turn the phone around.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Picking our spots.
Oh, Paige, what have you got?
Complains about his driving.
I don't.
Oh,
yeah, you do that all the time and it drives.
All right, they asked for one fucking hell.
So, no points there.
No. Okay. I wouldn't class that as a habit, you melt.
Yeah, you melt.
That's not a habit.
No?
No.
All right, okay, I thought something.
But yeah, you do that, yeah. But.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you. We've got two there for you.
Cece. We've got to have a relationship after this podcast.
Yeah.
I think, you'll get us on next week as three singles.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah, Cece and I were so happy about getting an actual relationship on. And as it turns out, what we've done is split them the fuck up.
That's what we do.
Right, the next one, Finn.
Yeah.
What is Paige's favourite thing about you? If it's his great big dick, then tell us. We don't care.
Favourite thing about you?
Why is it so difficult for you?
Yeah. Paige is just thinking of something she does actually like about you.
For sure.
This is hard. Paige doesn't really...
Like you?
No, she likes me. But Paige...
It's like I'm the guy in the relationship.
You're not gushy, are you really?
No.
Like you wouldn't... like flood me with like, oh, I love this about you. I love, so I'm actually trying to think of the last time she said
she actually gave you a compliment and told you what she... I'm sure there is many things.
Yeah, no. Have you wrote something down yet?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. So, come on then, Finn. What is Paige's favourite thing about you?
That I'm loving.
Oh,
that's cute. Paige?
I've put a how kind to you.
I was going to say kind, aww, but kind was like...
Right. It's the same thing.
Let's give you that one because that's
right,
cute.
Thank you, Paige.
That's lovely.
That's cute as fuck, that is.
Isn't it?
Right, last one for you, Finn.
Yep.
What is the most ridiculous thing that you have argued about?
Now we will be here a while.
Oh, no, I know one. You know this one.
Do I, though?
That was literally like 2 weeks ago. I'm giving you answers. I shouldn't give you.
Ridiculous thing we've
had. Hey, you done? Like,
yeah.
Now there's pressure to remember arguments.
I feel Barney on this.
Okay, so we want to hear about the full Barney, which was on what, Finn?
I farted on her foot.
Is that what it is?
How he farts!
Oh my God!
That's oh another God. Point.
Do you know what? She hates me farting, right? But this time, and like, I genuinely just forgot where I was. Like, and I just done it, didn't I? And it was on your foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and we had it.
Sent me over the edge. I was just having too much that day.
A big Barney, that was, weren't it?
I mean, amazing. Love that. Right, we're going
to okay.
Round now. So, Finn, we need your phone.
Yep, got it.
So, Paige, question number one. What is Finn's most embarrassing moment since you've been together?
This is difficult because usually it's me that always gets myself into really embarrassing predicaments.
I'm trying to think of my embarrassing moment, you know.
So, you kind of style them off quite... You couldn't paint a redneck on you.
You're quite a cool guy, Finn, to be fair. Obviously, like, you know, I've met you a few. You've got quite a cool thing about you. I'd imagine you styling it out and just... I meant to just, do that.
Sometimes, though, I think I'm maybe too laid back where I'm just a little bit, like, oblivious to have actually made a fool of myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until maybe I look back at it and go, oh, no.
It's got to be something alcohol-related. It's got to be...
Most things are, to be fair.
I'm
struggling, you know.
Okay, if you want, we can move on to the second question and then...
Go second and then I'll think whilst we're doing it about my embarrassing moment.
Not embarrassing at all.
I know, nothing embarrasses me.
No.
So, question number two. This is a good one. What is the most romantic thing Finn has done for you? Oh, I thought that was going to actually be a really quick response, but...
I was hoping for that as well, Cece. But no, clearly not.
No, I'm trying to think, because you've bought me, like, flowers just randomly. You've done that, that's nice.
There was that time he tried to warm your feet up a few weeks ago with a fart. I mean, that's quite romantic. Your feet were cold. Your feet were... Do you know what I mean? What a nice guy.
True. I know.
Romantic. I mean, I think it was for my birthday. You kind of done like loads of.
Hang on,
it's got right. We've got right.
Yeah, no, I've wrote it down.
Oh, you've done it. Fucking okay. Real quick.
So,
that's the photos for our birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Photos, it was what? Photos. What do you mean photos? For my
birthday, I'd come into the living room and he'd like had helium balloons, but the string it had loads of pictures of us, like Polaroid pictures that we'd taken.
Oh, that's quite...
It was quite a good one, I'll be honest. I was proud of myself.
Did you think of that all by yourself?
Yeah, I did.
No, I definitely seen it on somebody
else. No, honest, I did. Yeah, it was...
So lovely.
I got the photos printed and everything. Hey.
Are you quite romantic, Finn?
Yeah, I would say so.
Do you do little things, like, do you know what I mean? Like that all the time?
Yeah,
because Valentine's is coming up, mate, so this is going to... There's a lot of pressure.
I know, but sometimes I shoot myself in the foot because, like, I'll do a really nice gesture sort of out of nowhere, but then when Valentine comes up, I then obviously can't do a gesture that I would do midweek. I have to...
Yeah, you've got to pop it.
Get a puppy!
I'm here for that one, 100%. Okay. Get a puppy. It's about time. Yeah. Do you know what Valentine's is a load of bollocks anyway?
So it's all a farce.
It's better to be romantic all year round. Fuck it.
Right, question number three is, which celebrity would Finn have a free pass with?
Ooh.
I know what one you're going to
say. You know this as well.
I'm judging by Paige's reaction that he doesn't have a free pass regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing.
Because your bollocks are going to be somewhere stuffed down your throat at some point if this happens.
So I know what one you've put to keep me happy because it's a bit more unreachable.
Unreachable?
But I know what one you actually think.
No, I actually think this one. I've told you this one before.
So I'm going to say Margot Robbie purely because she's blonde to keep me happy, but it's actually Maya Jama.
I mean...
I've said neither.
Wow! So who did you say then?
Carol Vorderman.
Oh my God!
Finn, I'm
you
with you.
Look at her boobs.
Exactly. Finn, I told you this as well.
I'm sorry, but I'm with Finn on this one.
Thank you, Finn.
Brains as well as beauty, and fuck off. Fucking lovely.
See, when we were played a bit, and I was like, take your fucking eyes off of Carol Vorderman's tits.
Carol Vorderman.
yeah, Carol Vorderman, the game from Harry Potter. To be fair, it wasn't just Finn who had his eyes on her.
No, exactly.
I think you played that really safe, Finn. I think that was a really safe response.
Well, I think we've discovered that you actually are a proper couple who we both love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I knew that anyway. And I'm sure I will be seeing you at some sort of random event where I'm drunk at some point in the future. So I apologise.
Drunk? Shock?
Yeah. Got nothing else going on in my life. But... but thank you very much for being here and talking to us. We really appreciate it. I hope you both have a fabulous day.
Oh, thanks, guys.
It was brilliant. Thanks.
I'm in Manchester next week, so let's fucking go out.
Yes, we'll sort something.
All right.
Bye, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Catch you later, guys. Thanks for having us.
Bye. Aren't they lovely?
Lush. Like, lovely. Really lovely. Like they can be our friends. You know, we always do this when we're like, well, we like them. They can be our friends. Like, they can. They actually can be.
Yes. They're also really fun on a night out. They're really nice.
Really?
Yeah. Great guys. Right. So now we're going to do our favourite part of the show.
Always. Every time.
It literally is. So it's listeners, questions and stories. Now we're doing it... last week, if you listen to last week's show, we had a young lady who gave us one of our favourite dating stories ever. So we actually asked her a question and she has responded. So what we're going to do, we're going to play last week's story to refresh everyone, just in case you didn't hear it or you missed it. And then we'll go from there. So last week's story, let's hear it.
So when I was 19, I went off on my first summer season in Sardinia. I was very excited. It was the first time I'd been on an aeroplane on my own, and I saw a fit boy at the airport. He then got on my flight. I didn't speak to him on the flight, but looking over sort of thing. And when we got off the flight, he was waiting for the same transfer bus as me, and we were going to be working in the same resort. So we get on the transfer bus and we're chatting, getting on well, get to resort, and I'm staying on site and he's staying off site. And then I find out my accommodation's not ready. So they asked me to stay in the off-site accommodation for that one night. So I went to stay in the house that he was put in, and we actually were sharing a room, separate beds, I must say. So I said hello to him again. We all spent the night getting to know each other, a big group of us. Ended up getting on really, really well with him. Regretted to say, I did sleep with him, which is not the best thing to do when you start a new job. And then this is where the funny bit comes in. The next morning, I go to the staff meeting and I wonder why he's not there. So I'm kind of like looking around the room like, why isn't he here? And they start the meeting and the bosses introduce themselves to us and then inform us that one member of staff has already been sent home because they breached their bail conditions, which I then found out was him. So, yeah, that was my sleep with a convict story.
Oh, so, love it. Second time round here and I still bloody love it.
So that was Pippa. So we basically asked Pippa, what we wanted to know was what had he done?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we spoke about it a little bit afterwards. And like I said, I think you said it actually, Cece, you'd want to know what he'd done.
100%.
So he was obviously on bail for something. So what the fuck was it? So we asked Pippa to get back in contact with us and let us know. And this is the response.
I would love to tell you what he did because it crossed my mind many, many times. But no one really knew that I'd got with him the night before, so I didn't want to ask too many questions about him and raise some suspicions, because I didn't know any of these other people, like meeting them for the first time, and now I've got to work with them for the next 6 months. So I kind of kept it quiet, but I had lots of questions in my head. But then I did do a second season in the Alps after that, and I was walking up the high street and he walked towards me, and I have to say I avoided because I just panicked on the spot. I really wanted to know what he did, but I just panicked.
Pippa, I'll be honest with you, I'm fucking disappointed.
Even if you see him in the street, fucking ask him.
What did you do?
Yeah.
On the plus side, though. Later,
so what?
And on the plus side, though, at least he wasn't in prison at that point, so it can't have been that bad. Let's hope.
Or was it?
Because if it was a year later...
Let's go dark. Oh, yeah. No, but it doesn't mean that, because he was on
bail, so he would have breached his conditions, so he would have been gone to court. And I mean, that's, you know, but it was a year later, so he obviously can't have been that bad, which is, yeah. You know, we thought he was going to be a criminal mastermind, and that's what we were hoping for.
Okay, well, let's thank Pippa for actually taking the...
Thank you for responding, also no thank you for not finding out for us.
Yeah.
Thank you. We love the story. It's still our favourite story, Pippa, so we still love you.
It's still really good, yeah.
I just feel that was an anti-climax for me.
I know.
That's a lot like having sex with me. It's just an anti-climax.
Anti-climax. A bit like with me as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
I don't.
Sometimes you're just better off having a wank.
Oh.
So.
I was going to share some more stories about my experience here, but I'm going to leave it. I'm going to actually.
Oh, have you got a Bali wanking story?
No.
You have, haven't you?
No, I haven't. But I did go to a speed dating event, which was quite interesting.
Right, okay. I'll tell you what, before we do, I know this is right in between listeners' questions and stories, but I've got to hear about this. So tell me.
I'm like the story, aren't I? So no, I went to something called Magical Meetings, and there's 25 men and 25 women. Yeah, I know. And
that sounds like an online order of wife site. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Welcome to Magical Meetings, where we find the love of your life for the right price.
That should have been the tagline. That was brilliant. It was a bit like that. Like you go in and then you sit in a circle and then everyone crosses their legs. And then I thought, oh God, they're going to get us to be like, oh, hi, my name's Cece and I am still single. But they don't do that. It was actually really well facilitated. So they get you to do like, you do like stargazing, I think it's called. And where you like go around the room, you basically spend about 20 seconds, 25 seconds with one guy. You don't speak, and this is actually fun. So that you just stare in each other's eyes, which is so fucking powerful, because you don't see their face, you see their eyes. So you end up actually thinking, fuck, do I actually fancy? Fuck, I think I want to have sex with you. Like, it's a really powerful thing. And then what they get you to do is the men aren't allowed to talk, and the women have to say to the men, do you want me? So you have to say it in laughing because I was like a different person. You basically just say over and over again, do you, I can't even look at you, Pete, and say it because it's like.
Do it. Come on. I want to hear this.
No, you say, no, you say.
I don't speak. You do it to me. Let's do it.
No, I'm not doing it because you automatically, like, no, because you feel like you're having sex. You actually feel like, and then like, and it's like, you know, you'll turn up to some guy who is so not your type and you say to him, do you want me? And the way that they respond back, you're like, oh my God, this is foreplay.
So how do they respond back? Just by looking?
They're not allowed to, but obviously then they're smirking, they're smiling, and you can whisper in their ear, you can go behind them. You're allowed to touch them, but they're not allowed to touch you. So you're in full control.
So what did you do? So you grabbed someone's cock and said, do you want me?
I just did everything that I would not normally do. Like I was just like, it was like I was a character and it was nice to play that role. And they do loads of other things as well. But at the end, the good part is that they give you a list of the 25 men and they say to you, who do you want to be your, who would you like to date romantically? And who
was your magical moment with?
Who was your magical moment with? And if they match you back, then the facilitator will put you in contact. I didn't get one match.
What?
25 fucking men and I didn't get one match.
Well, no, but hold on.
No, there's a problem with the app. What?
But hold on, that doesn't mean that no one wanted you. It just means that, let's say, how many did you pick? You picked one.
One, yeah.
So you've only picked one person. So the other 24 could have all wanted CC, which I'm sure they did.
Sure they did.
And then one person didn't. So that's not 25 people didn't want you. That's just the one that you wanted didn't have you as the match.
Or they didn't want to be my friend, yeah. I'm just saying yes. This is my thing out here. Just say yes.
And also, it does sound quite powerful, something like that, because I think I've said it before, but my nan's always said to me, if you fall in love, you fall in love with someone's eyes, because it's the only thing that doesn't age and it's the only thing that doesn't lie.
That could not stand truer for me at the moment.
I love eye contact.
Contabolu.
Oh, I really want to. I really want to.
Okay.
I don't know why we're talking like that.
Have we got time to do one more? We're not doing it now because I've taken up the time.
No, fuck it. No. We're going to do it. Yeah, let's do it. Don't do voice. Okay. Don't do no voice.
Okay.
So, don't know what's
who happening. We got?
Josh. Would you like to read it?
Yeah, because I could actually find it. Josh, good. So, me and my girlfriend have been together for 2 years and things have always been great. But over the past 3 months, she has started struggling with her mental health. She feels like she's burdening me by talking about her problems, but all I want to do is help her. How can I get her to feel more comfortable talking to me about how she's feeling? Oh, I like this. It's a bit more of a serious one.
Go with it then, CC.
So, Josh, the first thing I'm going to say is, as much as Pete and I like to think we're therapists, we're not, and nor are you. So I would make sure that it depends on, obviously, you know, you want to support her, but also you don't want to save her. Only the individual can save themselves. Maybe guide her and support her into getting some professional help and just be there to hold her hand. Like, you hold her hand, take her to the door, and she goes in and does the session, and then you're there to take her home. But you don't want to become like this codependent relationship, because, oh, it just, you lose, trust me, I've been there, and you lose the romance because you end up being their therapist. And then it's like, oh my God, I don't want to, you know, that would be my short, snippy, snappy advice.
For me, I don't think there is a way for you to specifically make someone feel comfortable or get someone to talk to you. I think it's got to come from them to be able to do that. So, and having been around mental health a little bit, and again, like Cece says, not experts at all. So just from my own experience, it's just about being there. And I think by being there and keeping an eye on you know, whoever you are with, I think that's just as important as them talking sometimes. It's not about someone having to tell you everything about what is going on and how they're feeling. It's just about being there. And when they're comfortable enough, then maybe they will talk to you about it. But it's harder for some people to talk than others. And Cece's 100% right. It's more about kind of directing her in the way where there is someone that could probably help her a lot better than you know, someone that's got experience with that sort of stuff. But just being there, I know sometimes that makes people feel useless. Like, you know, you're not doing anything because you're not helping or you're not whatever else, but being there is helping. It always does. Just knowing someone's there is a comfort to a lot of people. So
100%.
That would kind of be my thing. There isn't a specific way to get someone to open up. It has to be something that they do themselves, because I think when you push people to open up, they close up more sometimes. Just from my experience.
I've definitely been not forced, but you know, when you overshare and then you end up feeling vulnerable, and then it does the opposite, and then guide her to a professional and hold her hand,
and just be there, my friend. Just be there.
Thank you for sending that in, and it's nice to have something slightly different in, because usually about, you know, how to
use about things like felching,
let's just bring the tone back down again.
There we go.
You don't know what Fauchon is, listen to the show from the top and you will learn.
See, we've got a little bit of everything involved in this show. It's like a fucking, do you know what I mean? It's like a pick and mix bag of fucking shit.
It is exactly that.
Anyway, thank you to everyone for sending in the stories and questions as always. You can send in all of yours to us, which we love hearing about, don't we, Cece?
We do. And
so you can send them
to Instagram page.
Yeah, send your stories by emailing us at thedatingshow@foobarradio.com, or you can message us on the Instagram, the home, the HQ, the hub of everything, The Dating Show, which is the dating_show. We love hearing from you, so go and do that.
Please. Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, well, I think that's done, isn't it?
It is, yeah, sadly. I think
what have you got? What have you got planned for this week? Any more magical moments?
I'm going pole dancing tomorrow.
It's just great. Do you know what I mean? Every week you're doing
something new.
You're saying something new, and I.
Well, you sent me homework. You said try something new, and here I fucking am.
And I fucking love it. I fucking love it.
I've got a full post of bed, so do you know what? Fuck it, I will.
Excellent.
That's the one thing I will do.
Fabulous. Can't wait.
We are kicked out this villa.
Yes, we are so excited about it. Great. Love it. Well,
wicked.
Until next week.
Okay. Thanks, Pete. Thank you, listeners. Thank you for staying with us. And thank you, Paige. Thank you, Finn. You guys were awesome.
Thank you, Georgia.
Thank you, Georgia. Namaste.
Namaste.